Psalm 105, Part 1, Preface. To give thanks unto God is a duty of all his intelligent creatures, chiefly of those who have the book of his revelation. Now that our thanks may be truly pleasing to God, we must hold fast the Lord Jesus Christ, not doubting that in him we have the grace and forgiveness of the Father. When heart and soul are persuaded that in Christ we at all times have free access to the throne of grace, so that with a free and easy conscience we can say, Abba, Father. Then do our thanks flow freely. Then are they joyous and genuine. And not only must we bring thank offerings to God from a sense of duty, but rather, as we receive the gifts of grace freely for Christ's sake, so should also our thanks flow forth freely from a heart constrained by the love of Jesus. Unto such thankfulness, St. Paul exhorts in these words, Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And again he says, In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But never must we forget that deeds speak louder than words. If we sing and say of his praise, we must also so walk before God that our works bear witness of our gratitude. Unto such thanksgiving, the 105th Psalm charges us. Praise of God for his mercy and goodness shown unto his people. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house, and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and teach his senators wisdom. Summary. This hymn of praise celebrates the great and marvelous works which God did for his chosen people, even from the day when he called Abraham out of his country and the worship of idols, and led him into the land of promise. The covenant which he established with the patriarchs and confirmed with an oath God kept inviolate. And though they had to be strangers and suffer many privations in the land which was promised them for their possession, yet God was with them to uphold them and to avenge the wrong which was done to them. God suffered Joseph to be sold into slavery and to be bound with iron fetters, yet not to torment him, but to make him a mighty ruler and to save much people alive. The covenant made with us in holy baptism, God will neither break nor alter. And though we must pass through fiery trials and must wade the waters of affliction, he will remain our covenant God, and will make all things work together for our good, if we will but trust him and walk in his ways. Prayer. According to thy mercy, thou, O God, hast established a covenant with us in holy baptism, in which thou hast obligated thyself to be our God, and to forgive our sins for Christ's sake. Thanks, everlasting thanks be unto thee for this thy covenant. And now do thou grant us grace to believe, and strength to persevere unto the end, that we may adorn our profession in all things through Jesus Christ. Amen.